The Succulent Seafood Series is underway at the coast. Chefs from area restaurants are sharing some of their recipes and tips for preparing seasonal, locally caught seafood. Mac McKee spoke with Special Activities Coordinator with the North Carolina Aquarium at Pine Knoll Shores, Wayne Justice, about the annual event.
Thank you for joining us today on Down East Journal.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us on. We're really excited to be joining you on the air.
Now, Wayne, how long have you been involved with the Succulent Seafood event? It sounds like a job I'd like to have.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, and I have been associated with the aquarium's programming as the program coordinator here at the aquarium for right at 8 years now. But the Succulent Seafood program is one that really was in place before I came on board here at the aquarium. We've offered this program now for probably the past 15 years.
As part of the Succulent Seafood Series, several area restaurants are serving up tips and recipes on how to prepare fresh local seafood. Now, are these restaurants primarily Carteret County-based, or are they from around eastern North Carolina?
Well, we're working with a local audience, and that many of the participants for this program are from Carteret County, and we try to keep the program within a short drive for them as we kind of have a regular following, but we're always looking to add to that. We usually do things in Carteret County, Onslow County, sometimes into New Bern and Craven County, and we're really open to the option of offering the program outside of our area. But in honesty, there's, of course, three aquariums in the state of North Carolina. We're centrally located here in Pine Knoll Shores near Atlantic Beach and Emerald Isle. But the Roanoke Island Aquarium offers a similar program up in the Outer Banks, and the Fort Fisher Aquarium has looked into offering a similar program down near Wilmington in New Hanover County. So it's really a regional thing that we do, really looking to partner and work with the restaurants that are here in our community.
How are restaurants selected for the Succulent Seafood event?
That's another great question. We try hard to choose the restaurants that have got a great reputation for using fresh local seafood in eastern North Carolina. That's one of the main things that we promote and advocate, is that it's so important this day and age for us to really look to the local source for our seafood consumption needs. And in reality, there's a lot of restaurants who serve local fresh seafood in Carteret County and Onslow County, and we have had no problems finding restaurants that were willing to participate with us. It gives us an opportunity to bring some of the aquarium crowd down to their restaurant and give them a chance to dine in their event, in their venue. It also gives them a chance to show that they are highlighting and serving fresh local seafood that's sustainably caught.
Not only is this event a perfect vehicle for promoting North Carolina local seafood, this is also a great event for other basic tourism industries, in that it gives people ideas to travel to eastern North Carolina, specifically along the coast, that usually don't think of January or February a time to come to the beach.
Yeah, this program is one that we offer in what we commonly refer to as our down season. Of course, here on the coast, we see a lot of people who come down in the tourist crowd during the summer. But we really try to encourage people to recognize that the coast is a special place year-round, and especially with seafood, some of the shellfish and some of the other seafood items that we eat in the restaurants is, seasonally available. So it's a great opportunity to remind people, that seafood is a part of the reason that they travel to the coast. There was actually a survey that was done by some organizations not long ago, and it came to show that that's really one of the things people appreciate about the North Carolina coast the most. Not only our beautiful beaches and our wonderful aquariums, but also the things like fresh seafood dinners that are provided to them, and that in some cases they can even harvest and capture themselves.
Wayne, what have been some of your favorite seafood dishes at the Succulent Seafood event?
This job for me is a great one because I'm a big fan of freshly, locally prepared seafood. Probably my favorite seafood to come from our surrounding waters is shrimp. I'm a big fan of shrimp, and doing this program, it's much like the movie Forrest Gump. You come to realize that there's so many different ways that the shrimp can be prepared and presented. But I'm also a big fan of our inshore fisheries, as I'm able to provide fish like speckled trout, flounder, and red drum for my family just from my own activities in fishing. So I like to learn from the chefs about those species as well. There's certainly a lot of people who appreciate shellfish. Oysters, clams are a popular menu item that we often see on the list, and we sometimes do underutilized species as well.
Have you ever had an unusual seafood dish that you didn't expect that pleasantly surprised you?
Yeah, as we start to think of those underutilized and kind of the unusual dish, the one that comes to mind, top of my head, is monkfish. A lot of people refer to monkfish as a poor man's lobster. It's a fish that's caught off of our coast in deeper waters. They're ugly. I hate to say that all fish I know are supposed to be beautiful, but when you first see them, you kind of question, is that what we're going to eat? But it's delicious. When prepared and served correctly, it's one of the best fish from the sea. So it's a great opportunity to not only learn about the fish and seafood species, as we share quite a bit of biological information and information on the stock status of each species, but also just learning how to prepare and serve these species from the expert chefs that we partner with.
Wayne, thank you very much for being a part of Down East Journal today, and much success to you on the Succulent Seafood event.
Now, we certainly appreciate the opportunity.
The next Succulent Seafood event happens Monday, January 20th at 2 p.m. The featured restaurant will be the White Oak River Bistro. If you'd like more information, visit the events calendar at publicradioeast.org.